Senior Story, The Invitation. Chapter 8, The Sacrifice. Sherita awakens the next morning when she hears a team of mules coming down the mountain. It was well after daybreak. Though the skies were gray and heavy with moisture, little Thea bolted from the cabin. Sherita hollered for her to wait, but by the time she untangled herself from the blankets, Thea was already on the cart of an old man.
Mama!
Thea threw her arms around her neck as her mother burst into tears. The boys joined in, and they embraced for a long family hug. After everyone shared their stories, Barlow, the well-loved mountain peddler, handed out fresh apricots. As a seller of goods, he made monthly stops at every cabin on the mountain trails. Greta, Thea's mother, looked longingly over Barlow's merchandise, but she had nothing to trade in exchange for goods. Sherita grabbed her pack. Rummaging through it, she found what she wanted. "Here, Barlow, take this." Sherita opened her hand to reveal the silver bracelet. It was a family heirloom, passed from mother to daughter through generations, infused with motherly love. It could never be sold, as it was priceless. She placed it in Barlow's wrinkled hand. A dove cooed up ahead, urging Sherita onward. "Take good care of them, Barlow." With tears streaming down her face, she ran up the trail, trying to let go of what now lay behind, and pressing forward toward a greater prize. 3 miserable days of rain passed. Sherita struggled to stay focused on the goal, life with the Eternal One forever. She desperately wanted a friend. She missed Avi terribly. She hadn't seen or heard from the dove since she left Greta's, and the love of her mother, which resided in that precious silver bracelet, was now gone. She cried out in despair, "Eternal One, where are you?"